My name's Peter. I work for Arm, and I've been sort of tangentially involved in the pointer authentication ABI, mostly by deans of being the author of the specification. Disclaimer, I've written absolutely none of the code. So, so at this particular point, I'm presenting mostly other people's work here. So first of all, what I'd like to do is quickly explain what pointer authentication is. I'm not sure everyone will know what that is, and then I'll go on for why I'm talking about this. Okay. So just in a nutshell, in its very, very simplest forms, you've got two basic operations, the first of which is sign. And sign will take you a raw pointer, a secret key that's sort of known to the hardware, and a local discriminator that's sort of normally derived from something local to a particular function. And the instructions that you'll see in assembler here are start with pack for pointer authentication code. It'd be nice if they started with sign, but unfortunately it's pack. Then there's the reverse operation of that, which is auth, short for authenticate, obviously. And that takes a sign pointer and turns it back into a raw pointer, and it uses the same key and the same discriminator that was used when you signed your pointer. And then you have the aut instructions that are basically the mirror image of the previous ones at that point. Okay, so how does this work in hardware? Well, okay, sorry, I've just mentioned there, key is shared secret, discriminator is local, and the tricky bit about the pointer authentication ABI is that you've got to choose which pointers to sign, you've got to choose what key to use, and you've got to choose what discriminator to use for every particular pointer in the program. And everyone who's signing and everyone who's authenticating has to agree on what those are. And every time you change it, it's an ABI break. So it's one of those things where there are deployment challenges with this, to say the least. Okay. Yeah. And there's another form of kind of what you would call ABI clean, or at least ABI neutral form of pointer authentication that you might use already on an AX64 system. That's branch protection equals standard, which is where we use pointer authentication to protect the return address, whereas pointer authentication ABI goes a lot further than that. Okay. So how does this work in hardware? Well, what we're basically exploiting is that no one yet has got 64 bits of virtual address addressable memory. So some of the spare values at the top of the pointer are available for extra metadata. And what we do is we use some of that to store the pointer authentication code. So when we do one of these pack instructions, we take the key and then two registers. One of them contains the pointer that we want to sign, and another one that takes the modifier. And then we put the result of that calculation into the top bits at that particular point. Okay. Right. So why am I actually talking about this? So pointer authentication ABI is not new. It's currently restricted at the moment in terms of use of pack to the branch protection equals standard. And that's, as I've mentioned before, optimized for being as deployable as widely as possible, and it will work on all ARM machines because it's implemented in the hint space. Now, the PAuth ABI has existed as a specification for about 5 years. This is all derived from Apple's ARM64E ABI, so that was the genesis of this, and Apple have done a lot of the hard work for this, and you'll be able to find a lot more information on Apple platforms for the ARM64E. I'm talking specifically here about the ELF implementation of that, which is sort of more deployable on potentially Linux, potentially other systems that use ELF. Okay. Now, the pointer authentication ABI extends pointer authentication to all code pointers. But the downside of that is that you need hardware that supports it, which is ARMv8.